Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
I thought we'd have a jammed phone bank of people calling in smart pet stuff.
Right.
If it doesn't have to be like this story from Texas where a dog made it 10 miles from its new family back to the shelter.
No GPS, no Siri.
10 miles, 3 days,
yep.
No food, no water.
Nothing.
Middle of the night, shows up, rings the doorbell with its nose.
I'm
doesn't
starving.
Have to be that level.
I'm starving!
That's the problem, is it's so early that people are waking up and they're cleaning up the mess their dog just made. They're like, that dog's too smart today.
Yeah.
Like,
hi. Huck the hairball over here on my show.
I feel like my dog was always the opposite growing up.
Yeah.
Like if the broom fell down, it hid in the closet for like a day.
Yeah. If you want dumb animal stories, boom.
Yeah, we had a dog that attacked the vacuum a lot. It was just everything. Oh, yeah, I would just jump at it.
Yeah, or they bark at the garden hose. Dog, 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 dog. They try and catch the water. Dog, 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 dog.
All right. So that's not smart?
They try and bite the water. Dog, 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 dog.
That's not smart guy stuff?
Right.
Jennifer's on the phone. Good morning, wife.
Good morning, husband. Happy Valentine's Day. It's okay to say it. Move
yes,
on.
You too.
You can say it to everyone. I don't know that's a problem.
No, you're saying, what are you saying? You say it to people, everybody?
I do.
I do. I'll say it to my patients all day, and they get very happy.
I do.
And I wear my Valentine's socks today.
Not your patients. Your Valentine's socks?
Yeah.
Do you say it to hot guys?
You're 12.
No. Have you seen where she works?
Oh, you got a story?
Yes, I do. When I was in kindergarten, my brother was in third grade. Our elementary school was around the corner from our house, so we walked to school. And at the time, this is when we had chickens at the time, and we had about eight, and we had one chicken, Fluffy. She was really chubby. She was the sweetest girl. She was like a dog. And we were walking to school. We didn't know that Fluffy was trailing way behind us. So I get to school, and I'm in my little classroom, and an announcement comes over the
Did you say your little classroom?
Little classroom, yes. My little classroom.
Well, I was in kindergarten, so right. Yeah. So we get to school, and then they make an announcement overhead, and they say, there is a chicken in the lobby. If it's somebody's pet, please claim it. I got so excited. I was like, oh, my God, Fluffy follows me to school.
Right.
I thought it was the greatest thing.
You don't want to hear we're having chicken for lunch today in the cafeteria. It's quite fluffy.
Fluffy?
Fluffy?
This chicken tastes familiar.
Right, tastes kind of
How funny. Hard was the pothead janitor laughing at that announcement? He's like, yo, there's a chicken in the lobby.
Dude. Dude.
Wow. How far of a walk was it?
I don't know. I mean, you see the distance between my mom's house and school. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a half mile.
Wow.
Right. How did he get in? Even that walk with the head going back and forth.
Who held the door open for the chicken?
He had to cross the road for a reason.
It seems like chickens would be easily distracted,
right.
Too.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, my God. And they called my mother. My mother comes to school to pick up Fluffy. And then I walked out to the car. I picked her up, and we perched her on the giant front bench seat of my mom's Galaxy.
Right.
And then Fluffy just sat there right in the middle of the bench seat. She stuck her little head up in the air so she could see over the dashboard.
That's
so
funny.
Great.
Your mom's wearing an egg sandwich.
Was that the same car that Fluffy
yes,
met?
Yes, Chaz.
Her demise?
Oh, jeez. Yes. Why did that story take a turn?
My mom was backing out of the driveway about a year later, and Fluffy just roamed the neighborhood like a dog. She was very friendly. And as my mom was backing out of the driveway one morning, she thought she hit a tree branch, and she gets out of the car, and she ran over Fluffy.
Oh. Yeah, Fluffy's name is Cutler.
We could have told that story another time.
It's now Cutler.
No. Fluffy.
Oh, no, Fluffy.
Right.
Fluffy.
It's now Flatty.
We were having a fun.
Honey, Fluffy has a new name.
Well, she won't go to waste. Guess we're having dinner tonight.
That was super chicken tenders.
Very tender.
All right, thank you, honey.
My mom was so upset she flagged down a cop for the cop.
Oh, that's a new detail.
Do you do a chalk line around the bird?
Okay, right. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Jeremy in East Hampton.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Morning. I have a story about a rescue dog.
Okay, that's cool.
Great.
And I She was 7 years old, and she had a history of seizures and being abused, and nobody wanted her. I adopted her, brought her home. I only had to keep her on the leash for 1 week, and she went outside, never left the yard. And best thing was, is whenever she had to take a poop, went to the woods to do it. I never had anything to clean up. I never taught her that. She
nice.
Did it automatically.
That's amazing.
Like, that's cool. Right.
It was probably the best dog I ever had, and she was a rescuer. 7 years old with medical issues. I mean, it was amazing.
Wow.
Not the kids would do that.
I mean, unfortunately, it was probably taught that way through a terrible person, like, being mean to it, but the fact that it kept that thing and made it awesome and true.
Yeah,
cool.
Right.
However,
yeah.
Hikers didn't like her.
Damn it! Raccoons were like, really, again?
What? Oh, what the hell?
Or hunters were tracking them.
That's not a sausage.
Exactly.
That's thank awesome, you, Jeremy.
That's my story.
Thanks.
Great story, man. Great story.
All right. I love dogs.
Yeah.
Tucker Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I had a cat growing up that we had a mail slot on the house where the mailman would drop the mail into the house, and it was a brass slot. And the cat learned when she wanted to come in the house that she would hit the slot, and it almost sounded like the door knocker.
Nice.
So she would sit out there and just keep hitting it until somebody came and let them in the house.
You see a cat point to the house like, hey, open the door. Hey.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Just figure out. This is it. This is how to do it.
Right. Bills come in, cat can come in.
Even when they figure out the door flap for them, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what doors are. You know what I mean? Like in their world, they don't build things. All of a sudden, knowing that you're brought to a place, and they're like, here's this tiny doors for you. And they just know to go in and go out.
Push your way through it.
Yeah, but why don't raccoons come walking in that way?
They do.
Okay.
So there's a door now that will, you put a dog on a collar on the dog, and it has an electronic device.
Oh, wow.
That'll
key card.
Unlock that. Yeah, because it's happened.
Yeah.
Skunks, raccoons are like, hey.
Yeah.
It's like a wrist bracelet in the nightclub. Right. Really, you can't get in.
Right, you can only get in with the
bracelet. Really, really drunk contortionist neighbor.
Thank you, Trucker Kevin. Guy in Southington, smart animal stuff. What do you got?
How you doing?
Good.
When I was in the third or fourth grade, I had a spider monkey, and I didn't ask anybody, and I brought it to school.
Right.
And it bit my English teacher.
Wow. Yeah. You brought a monkey to school, bro.
Nice. He's on his back originally.
I just like, not only did he bring a monkey to school, it attacked and bit someone.
Right. Bit the English teacher.
Where's and now, what did you think of the English teacher? Was this, because we're talking about smart pets.
Yeah,
stuff.
Where's the smart stuff?
Yes. Yeah, was it doing you a favor?
It wasn't one of my favorite teachers.
It sensed there was a dislike.
He said, you know, I can just throw faces at this one, but I'm going to bite him instead.
How big is a spider monkey?
Those little guys.
He was maybe about a foot tall.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like Marcel in Friends.
Okay, and then how did you get the spider monkey? What was the spider monkey's name?
Chico.
Nice.
Chico.
That's a great spider monkey name.
Of course. And then how did you get it to school? On the bus?
No, I walked to school and I brought it on
walked
a leash.
It. Nice.
Okay. You leashed it.
Wow.
That spider monkey was cool. You must be cool as hell.
All you needed was a little box to play music and get a monkey a cup.
Now, did you, for days and days, show pictures of that one teacher to the monkey and go bite this one and show other ones don't bite
right
this
here,
one?
Jugular, right here.
Wow. And then, all right, so you're
careful either, I guess.
All right, so you bring it into class, then what happened?
I walked it to school, I brought it in, and I just had it for the whole day. It stayed with me the whole day.
No one cared.
When did it bite the teacher?
What happened?
She was trying to pet it, and it was sitting on my shoulder.
Oh.
And it just grabbed her and bit her face.
Oh. Wow. Why was I picturing it bit her on the neck?
Right. Or the leg.
No.
Why was I picturing a zombie movie?
It was spider monkey.
It was
obviously. Okay, it went for the jugular.
Right. That's what.
Great. It was sitting on your shoulder. Were you also wearing a monocle and a top hat? What are you?
No, I wasn't. But I got people to this day that come up to me and remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you peaked, bro.
It bit him in the arm, but it actually peeled her shirt back first.
Right, you're at the high school reunion. Hey, you're the monkey guy.
The monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You know it was Monkey Boy. Right. It was
a guy. I am Monkey Boy.
All right. Thank you, guy. Great story. Chris in Southington, smart animal stuff. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yo,
thanks.
All right, so the story that dude wasn't really a pet. It was more or less, it was me. I was like 4 or 5 years old.
All right. So,
I thought it was a dog.
John in Fairfield.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. What do you got?
Go for it.
Good. I have a project house like you do, and was building this house, and I got to the point where it was kind of closed up, and heat was on and everything, and I came there one day, and my neighbor said, you know, we closed your front door. It was the middle of winter. It was wide open. I'm like, why is the front door wide open? I checked the locks, looked at the door. Does it bounce when I close it? Then one day I'm working out of there, and all of a sudden this Great Dane just slaps the door and comes walking in, sniffing around for my dog, sits on the couch, plays with me. And by the way, he keeps coming back. Keeps coming back. Loves to hang out at my house.
No.
And lets himself in.
Wow.
See, Great Dane coming over, I have no problem with that.
How does he let himself in? He turns the knob with his mouth?
Ironically, I put one of those handles that's more of the lever on the front door.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he just smacks it down, and off we go.
By the way, I love him because you could be carrying stuff, and you could open the door.
Right. You're a Great Dane carrying
something. It was a huge
mystery. Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, AJ, my wife's uncle was in the newspaper because he was sleeping in the middle of the night, and a raccoon went through the dog door, was hanging around the house, and then bit him on the lip.
Wow.
Oh no.
He said, oh, look, shrimp.
Imagine if he latched out, now you're running around with a raccoon attached to your...
You can't call 911.
Just waking up and not knowing what that was.
I don't know which of those two animals are smarter. I don't know.
Okay, I got you. He's a former aircraft carrier aviator for the United States Navy, and now a comedian, Mitch Stinson. Good morning. Thank you for your service.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Excellent.
Mitch,
what do you think of all this stuff?
Well, it's interesting. I think there's a couple of things involved here, and I think there's separate issues, especially when we were just talking about what could possibly be something that we don't understand, and then what I think NORAD's dealing with now in shooting down what appears to be some sort of, man-made drone type aircraft.
That Chinese spy balloon, is this something you encountered? Is this something like, this has been around for a while, we're just figuring it out now because we humans have, civilians have better technology to see stuff?
I don't think so. I think it's like a development that's come along where they're just doing different things to gather information, and the administration saying, hey, listen, we didn't know these were happening, and I certainly never encountered anything like this when I was flying. I flew the Hawkeye, the E-2 Hawkeye, which was a radar based platform, looking for stuff that was out in the air. So I don't think it's something new or something that's been around a long time, the balloon type stuff. But I think that the technology is changing where the radars are getting better. You know what I mean? You can actually find stuff.
What do you think that other stuff was? It was like, where was it? Like right off of Alaska, off of Canada.
Yeah.
I think there was some. Was it Lake Michigan? There was some.
It was one over Lake Huron.
Yeah.
They called
it the Super Bowl.
There was some woman dressed in red floating a bunch of white sperm-looking things. Luckily we didn't shoot that one down.
Right.
Very common stuff.
Yes.
Very common. But, I think they won't know until they actually examine what it was. But it could have been a number of things. It could be something that wasn't even launched by, in a spy-type thing. I don't think they know, or at least they certainly haven't indicated that they know. And don't forget, when you get up to a certain altitudes, your jet stream's running pretty hard. I mean, that stuff could have been floating around forever. up in the air, and just they detected it because they've tweaked their radar, so to speak, is what they said.
Somewhere is a model rocketry club going, damn it, lost another one.
Have you ever seen anything when you were a Navy pilot out there that you thought, I don't know what the hell that was?
Well, no, I personally never did. and I've talked to guys, like, when I was in the service, you know, and I was operating off the military operating area, and I know some of the Navy pilots that have come forward since, you know, I was operating in the exact same areas. We didn't see it. But, again, this was a long time ago, so our radar wasn't as good. Maybe we weren't observing it on our radar, so therefore, because these guys didn't lay eyes on it until they had the radar to go look for it, you know?
Have you heard of these reports, Mitch, where other pilots have seen stuff and they're like, this is nothing that we made?
Well, you know what? It's interesting because, and I don't consider myself like a skeptic to be a skeptic per se. I keep my mind wide open for everything. I've never personally experienced anything. But when Commander Fravor came out and they released that, you know, the New York Times released all that stuff, I mean, I've been around aviation, you know, and I had been in those situations where you're tasking fighters to go out and look for stuff. And, man, when you listen to those air crew talking to each other, you know, I mean, that's not made-up stuff. They could not figure out what they were dealing with. So that really opened my eyes. But as far as personal experience at the time that I was in, no, I did not.
Yeah. I know, it's weird. Yeah. I think it's weird.
It is weird.
When former President Obama said yes, and then all these generals right around the same time are saying yes, yes, and they're releasing stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking, they must know something.
They have to.
Like, the whole time we didn't, they're just, yeah.
Make your E.T. jokes, yep. Laugh it off.
But then when they all started acknowledging it, I was like, oh, there's some scheduled visit coming.
Yeah, the reason why I'm saying this.
They can see, like, you know, we're going to have to get them mentally ready for what's about to happen.
Well, that's what I was curious about is, like, all of a sudden, okay, so when these Department of Defense officials start talking, you go, okay, this is right. Not some, you know, part-time show on the Discovery Channel to keep people entertained. I mean, there's some legitimate information out there if they're acknowledging stuff. And then those videos came out of the Tic Tac and the Go Fast and all that stuff. And I'm like, all right, we'll start paying attention. You know what's really funny, though? How many people don't pay attention? It's like, hey, yeah, did you see they released that video of footage from the fighters of an alien aircraft or an extraterrestrial? Yeah, but did you see how Rihanna did in the Super Bowl? I mean,
right.
Like, I
yeah.
mean, like, people aren't even paying attention to it.
Right.
True.
No, I know.
That's why I got to shoot down balloons at the halftime show. Right? Like, that's what you got to do. It was the wrong time.
What did you think about that, Mitch, that balloon that went over the entire country? And we were standing around like, I don't know, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
It was so crude. Like, Tom Hanks made it in, like,
Castaway. Did you see the map of its trip?
Yeah.
It went from the top left down to the bottom right. It went not just from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Across, it went basically yeah. across the
it
entire
took a
country.
Tour.
Right. So there yeah, was nowhere in all that land that it was safe to shoot at. Nowhere.
Right.
Well, you know what was interesting to me, too, is so the Air Defense Identification Zone, you know, I mean, they must have picked it up then. That was not a small object. So they must have known, but were they gathering intelligence on the balloon as it went across? I mean, it obviously was on the tour, right? It was going over the missile silos in Montana and heading down to Missouri where the B-2s are. And, you know, it was very interesting, its flight path. So it makes you wonder, like, well, why did they wait to they could have – there was probably all sorts of areas where they probably could have taken it down. Maybe they were gathering information off of it. I don't know. It's hard to say. Nowadays, you know, you turn on the news, you don't know what to believe anymore, you know?
I know.
True.
I think they have so – I think China has so much dirt on all of the politicians
yeah.
that they just basically said, hey – this is what's happening, and yep. you're going to let it go.
Yep.
Leave it alone. You can shoot it down once it gets over the water.
Leave it alone.
We'll issue an angry press release, but leave it alone.
Leave it alone for now.
Or you're yeah. not going to like the next headline.
Right.
But wait till we send our box kite over China. It's going to be crazy.
You're awesome, yes. Right.
No, Hello Kitty. Oh, Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty.
Mitch Stinson's on, former aircraft carrier aviator for the United States Navy and comedian. Did you see the Top Gun? I'm going to shift gears now. Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you think?
It was good. It was a pretty entertaining flick. And, you know, I mean, I love it when the Navy cooperates fully and they get those flight scenes. And there were some pretty good flight scenes. I was most impressed by a 60-year-old Tom Cruise pulling about 6-7 Gs in the back of a Hornet. I thought that was pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you see these movies, and anytime I've seen any movie that has radio in it, I'm like, yeah, they, you know, it's nice, but they didn't get it quite right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you see that because, you know, it's a Hollywood movie or whatever.
Yeah, but Tom was a favorite. Right. He looked 20.
It was certainly more realistic. Like, as he mentioned, pulling the G's, like, you see their faces pull back right. when they're really in these fights. And I was like, man, that feels like it sucks me into the action. Like just watching that one detail change.
Right.
Right. Well, I think about what you go through as a pilot because I'm sitting in a theater and I'm safe.
Yeah.
And just the visualization of these what these jets are doing, my heart rate goes up.
And they talk about how you can pass out if it's too much. And like you're watching their faces like suck back and you're like, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
What I loved about it, Mitch, and I don't know how you feel about it, but it was unapologetically American testosterone. It was like, you know, in your great. Face.
Yeah. I love the one to punch something.
Yeah.
It was great because, you know, I mean, you know, taxpayers out spending money, and it's nice to see that, you know, we're pretty much cutting edge, leading, you know, leading the world in ability to defend ourselves and keep people free. And
unless
all that
you
other
fly
stuff.
A balloon over us.
Right.
Then we don't know what the hell to do for four days.
I don't know. Look we're stunned. Manual. What are you doing?
You that know, should be the third Top Gun, where he fights a balloon.
Right.
Yeah.
No. That's Pop Gun.
Comedian Adam Ferrara had a really funny Instagram video. He's playing the Mission Impossible theme, and he's like hiding behind a building, and he's running behind a bench, and then he's running over here, and they'll like flip to a shot of the balloon, and then he gets behind like this wall, and he goes with a pin.
Boom.
And nice. You see the balloon blow up.
All right, Adam.
It's weird because you know the Department of Defense is having a meeting every day, multiple times a day. Like, I don't know. All right, here's the give us an update. The balloon's over here. Now, what do you want to do? Right. I don't know. Recommendations, please.
Well, you know what was interesting, too, about that? And they decided to take action because people could see it from the ground. So it wasn't like they could just sit there and go, I don't know what you're talking about. It was like people were going outside and looking and going, what's that big balloon up there? And
they're like,
why are we being followed by a balloon?
Right. So weird.
Yeah, they're equipping all the fighters now. With you know pins.
Yeah. What did you think about that? They send the plane out with a missile, and
how much did that missile cost?
Mm.
Oh, I bet you it cost a lot more than the balloon did. Well, yeah. I don't know. We'll just have to find out.
Someone said like a quarter
mil. What's interesting too is they used the F-22, but you know it was at 60,000 feet that balloon, or supposedly from what I saw.
Yeah.
And you can't get a bird up at 60,000 feet and use guns on it. And it's a little more dangerous when you're throwing bullets around, and you know you got to get in a lot closer. So they pretty much probably had to use a missile. But I think it's funny that you know we have this fighter, the F-22, which is fifth generation, probably the best fighter in the world, and you know its first kill was a balloon, which
right.
is kind of funny.
Now, do you put a stencil of that on the side of the plane? Is that a balloon? I thought it was Charlie Brown's head.
This guy was a balloon killer right here.
Right.
Well, that's his bragging right. That's his party story now after he retires.
Yeah, what do you call him, Big Papa?
Absolutely.
Or balloon knot.
I can't wait to read the book.
Mitch, thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to link up to your stuff on the radio station website. If you want a really funny comedian and support a veteran at the same time, Mitch Stinson is your guy. Thank you, brother. Mike from East Haven.
Hey, Chaz, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. Appreciate it. Mm. Ruth already made a face.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Ruth?
Uh-oh, what's the matter?
No, I didn't make a face.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Mike is 31. He works as a paralegal.
Okay.
We posted something on Facebook.
That's like two legals, right?
About paralegal? Something.
Right.
And he said, hey, why don't you guys help me get a date?
Oh.
So we thought, okay, that's great. We are experts at this.
October 17th, Eagle.
So have you ever been married?
No.
No.
Not married at all.
Close to it?
Longest you had a relationship?
Like 2 years.
Okay. What happened?
But it's been a few years.
You got released.
Yeah. No, she was like a vegetarian, and
that'll do
she,
it.
Yeah, you're
she
a carnivore.
She was talking. We're like a year and a half into the relationship, and she's talking about kids and stuff. And
little vegetables.
Turned me off.
Yeah,
that almost seems normal. No, Just say I would like to have a family. Would you like to have a family? So
no, I'm full. Thank you.
Is a year and a half too early to start talking about that?
I would say.
I think it depends. I think it depends on the relationship and how often you're together. If you're like kind of seeing each other like once a week in a year and a half, no. But if you're like together all the time, then no, that's not long.
It sounds like you guys were serious, though. No.
Yeah.
Well, she was.
Yeah, it was back in college, so I'm like, I didn't really know what I wanted, and.
Oh, college.
I want to have kids. Okay, I want to complete my degree.
Yeah, I do like different. That your priorities were, number one, she doesn't eat meat, and two, she wanted kids.
Right.
Right. Yeah, number one, she was a vegetarian.
Right. That's
problem.
Tough. That's tough right there.
She was saying she wanted vegetarian kids, and they could eat meat, and we're not even a year into a relationship or sure talking about that. So.
Yeah.
Right. It's no going to McDonald's.
So are you dating now?
No, I haven't been dating for the past, say, 2 years.
Wow. Ooh.
2 years. Wow.
How do you...
what was that noise?
Physically, that's difficult.
It is.
Yeah.
Person's needs. They have needs.
Yeah, very difficult.
What are you guys doing? Poor guy.
Urges. No one else is thinking that?
I'm totally thinking
that. We might all be thinking it, but this lonely man doesn't need to hear it on the air.
No, but are you lonely or are you just picky?
I would say more lonely. I've become less picky as I've gotten older.
Right. Okay.
Yes, the standards.
Okay, so any option, okay.
Lower.
Any port in the storm.
Can they like salads now?
Right. Okay. What kind of dressing do you use?
So you have a dating profile, right?
Yeah, I'm on a few of the sites I've been on for.
And you haven't had luck.
Him eating a steak.
I got to tell you, because I want to know everything before we do something like this.
If we unleash you.
And Ruth sent me a picture of you on your, I don't know if it's your Facebook or whatever.
No.
You look fine.
What kind of pose is he doing?
Right.
But it's Facebook. It's just him, T-shirt.
You're not gross, dude.
Ball cap.
You're fine.
Looks a little unshaven, which is cool, I think.
Right, you've definitely worked on a car.
Some girls like the earthy look.
Yeah. Well, what's the hat you're wearing? Oh, a king's hat?
No, nice.
But your friends that you follow 1,013, or you have 1,013 friends?
Wow.
And they're all hot girls.
They're disciples, yes.
Oh, it's bots, bro.
So what's the deal with that?
I half of them, I know, they come up on suggested friends.
That's bots, bro. Those are real ladies.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, get rid of them.
More than likely. If you don't know them, if you haven't met them in person, see ya.
Yeah, if they're a florist in the Philippines, they're not real.
Yeah, well, you're not.
No, but if I'm a girl and I look you up, I see this, I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, look at all exactly, got a stable already.
Yeah.
I don't give out the Facebook and Instagram. I don't even give it out that much. I'm not around that much.
Right. They'll find you.
You got to find a bunch of homely friends, make friends with them, so they see all the homely people. Then they see you, and they say,
you just put real friends, that's all.
Okay. And you're obviously not that lonely, because you would recognize the porn star's picture they're using as the fake bot. So, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, I remember her. that was last Thursday.
Yeah, didn't I see her somewhere before?
Last Thursday, yeah.
No, but Chaz is right, man. They will find it. Girls are very proud of their ability to cyber stalk.
To troll.
And if it's not them, their best friend is doing it and sharing it with them anyway.
And by the way, it's not trolling, it's investigating, which is pretty
smart.
It's
investigation. It is. You gotta protect yourself.
Gotta do it.
Totally investigate.
Do you go anywhere? Do you try to meet girls or besides these dating sites?
I go out with I'm close to my cousins and my brother, we go out.
Date them
as much as we can. The problem is they're one's engaged, he's gonna get married. The other one's engaged as well. So
they can't help you.
No, they can't. It's kind of tough for them to be wingmen when we go out.
All right. So you're a paralegal. You work all day. Do you live with your parents or are you on your own?
Yeah. No, I still live at home because that's another thing that bothers girls.
Seems more normal now to say you live at home
because of what?
Yeah, I got all the student loans trying to pay off, so right. it's reasonable.
You see, you're looking for a place right now.
Yeah, I think that was a downer back. It was a minus back in the day. I think now people understand. You know, women understand.
It's a minus on paper, but when you meet someone, I don't think they really care when they hear the story of why it is.
Yeah. Have you ever been arrested in prison? Have you murdered anyone?
Oh, see, that's just all good questions.
I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with this guy, because he's, you know.
He's shy.
He looks fine. Yeah, he's 31. He's got a professional job.
That's just the one photo they showed him. Yeah, the police lineup one. Sorry.
He's probably not a social butterfly, that's all.
Yeah.
I kind of think maybe I'm oversaturating the dating apps a little bit because I'm on a few.
Oh,
so maybe that.
You think that that's a problem? What's your profile say?
Come on, that's all it says.
One,
no vegetarians.
Get over here.
No, this thing. No, this is a basic about me blurb. And
what's the about me blurb?
It's I'm full Italian, play hockey. It's basic stuff. I mean, it's not that.
Okay.
Not over the top.
You play hockey, so you have all your teeth, right?
Yeah, so far.
That should be picture one.
Drop your gloves, Cookie.
Right. Drop it.
Yeah, I'm wondering, where's he going wrong? Where's he going wrong?
Calling here first.
I think you gotta like pretend it's brand new and just start again. You know, like sometimes you get so comfortable with what the profile looks like. If people see it even multiple times,
gotta keep freshening it.
Yeah, I think you do. It's sort of like looking for a job, man. Like even if it's just rewording the same stuff in a newer way, like I think that helps you.
Hmm.
Are you paying to be on the site, or are you doing the free part where you're just getting nothing?
A few of them I have to pay because the free stuff only gets you so far.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're throwing yourself all the way in.
Yeah.
Is Maria in North Haven calling on subject?
No, I think she's from the last segment. I'll talk to Maria.
Okay. All right. Kimmy Seltzer is a dating expert. Kimmy, so far, what do you hear?
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. I heard him kind of slip in when you were like talking about him being shy. So, Mike, I want to hear more about that. Like, are you just mostly shy altogether or just when it comes to girls?
I would say like shy / soft spoken.
Yeah. Are you a little bit curious too?
Yeah.
Curious?
Yeah. Until I open up, I've noticed that over the years.
And do you get in your head a lot? Like you kind of think so much before you even like talk? Right. Well, I kind of took a wild stab at that being a paralegal a lot of times. Like, you know, like when you're in a profession where you're thinking a lot, you know, and that's probably why you're so good at what you do. But then when it comes to interaction, you get the best of you and you get your head and then nothing happens. So first and foremost, I would just like build your social muscle and, you know, get involved in things like improv would be awesome for you.
Hold on. Can I stop? Class? Can I stop here for a second?
Yeah.
Children,
build your social muscle.
He did it. I wasn't going to laugh. AJ laughed and I laughed. He built the social muscle.
I'm sorry.
All right. Sorry, Kimmy. Continue,
please.
I'm
sorry.
But like Chaz and AJ, like you guys are so awesome being like fun and just playful. And that's part of what, you know, attracts people to people. And I think you just getting out of your shell a little bit and doing things that can help you, you know, like improv or Toastmasters is another, you know, thing that people get involved in.
Interpretive dance. Yep.
Juggling.
You know, Toastmasters is an interesting concept.
I'm trying to tell you, I love you. Mm-hmm.
It's a group of people who get together and they help you get the balls to talk in public.
Oh, then they
and
toast.
It's like public speaking. And once you could do that, you can talk to a number of people.
Right, you can command.
And you feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
Just get drunk.
I've never heard of that, actually.
You know, like it's interesting. Everything. Let's get drunk.
Well, because also, like, when you DM a girl online, like, does it get anywhere? Or is it just like, hey, how are you? You know, like, what's your conversation?
Facebook police.
If it's like on a dating app, you know, read their profile first and, like, ask them, you know, a question about their profile. I find if you just do, hey, what's up, you know, that doesn't work.
How you doing?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. But then, so you haven't gotten any dates from any of the apps?
No, the Match app and Tinder, I've got like one or two dates, but that was it.
It's one girl in the Philippines. Yep.
Yeah, I would. I agree with the guys that I think you do need to maybe change your profile. I haven't seen your profile, so that would be kind of fun to just dive in and
Mike, everything that Kimmy is saying is right.
Yes.
One.
Well, she's an expert.
And two, I just want to get a baseline of your interaction skills, okay? Let's just say Ruth is in your office, okay? Let me find some office sounds.
Okay.
Okay. And now you know, she's new girl in the office or whatever. And there's no policy about dating people in the office.
Right, you can talk to people, yes.
Right. So handling HR right now.
I know you're paralegal and you're thinking in your head this isn't right.
Yeah.
Erase all that.
We're going back to 1985. Okay?
All right, we're going back to 1985.
There you go.
Okay, where was fine to date people in the office?
Big hair.
Okay.
Before he was born.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so you're
sounds
in the office.
I'm flipping through my Rolodex.
Right.
She's really busy.
All right, so you're walking down. You see Ruth at the copy machine. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hey,
how are
Ruth,
you?
How's it going?
Wow, she's very forward. Hi, Mike. How are you? Wow, she made the first move.
Very friendly.
Go for it. Right,
how you doing today, Mike? What are you up to?
Just living the dream.
In 5 seconds, we figured it out.
Yep.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
Okay, so you need to work on. Need to
We're
work
here
on
to
that.
Help.
Need to work on that.
This guy rules.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right.
You're adorable, bro.
I'm glad you played along, man.
Maybe just point to things.
Yeah.
Just point.
This is a good learning opportunity.
Oh my gosh, Mike! I would love to take you out. I do like these Wingale sessions where I go out and kind of like hitch up. A lot of times, people say, and just to like practice approaching and having conversations with women. I mean, that I think is exactly where you should start.
Yeah, and approaching us.
No, but you're a good guy. You know,
definitely.
You don't lie. Right?
Yeah,
right.
You're an honest guy.
Living the dream.
You don't cheat. You don't have a drug or alcohol problem.
That we know.
You have a great job.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoy being a paralegal.
Okay.
Good.
He didn't answer all those.
I asked a bunch of other questions.
It's a quiet job.
He's got a legal background, so he's only answering the part he wants to.
Yes. You don't cheat. You don't lie. Right? Good person?
Nope.
Right.
Okay.
No gambling problems?
No gambling. I like to go to the casino.
Okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That could be fun.
Okay.
Right.
Does that mean gambling problem or no?
There's a whole bunch of girls who are pulling the slot things.
No gambling.
Right.
Okay.
What are your hobbies?
Gambling.
Like, what do you do for fun?
I mean, I play hockey. That keeps me busy. That's like 2 to 3 times a week. So I'm not doing that. You know, I'm hanging out with my family. I'm really close to my family. You know, two of my closest friends are my cousin and my brothers. So.
You need like other single dudes. Like you need to get more involved.
You're Pac-Man.
Like, as nice as your family and married folks are, they're lovely people, but they're not.
Where would you go to find a woman who loves hockey? Go to a hockey game. Saturday.
Brilliant.
Saturday, I'm going to Quinnipiac.
Right.
Come with us. Jennifer and I are going.
Go to the Pack.
And now she wants him to find dudes? Now he's got to find dudes first?
Hold on. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I went to Quinnipiac, so I go to the games a lot. I went to school there, so.
Okay. You have this baseline that's very monotone.
Yes.
Which is okay.
Yes. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Very serious.
But also nervous.
You could lean into that because you could deliver a joke in a certain way that some people can't.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, I get that a lot. People tell me that.
What do they tell you?
No, they say like I can deliver like the punchline when it's needed. So
yeah, no, but like, okay, so you do.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
I can be humorous at times. Yes.
All right, we're gonna do a round two with you. Not today, but later.
Yeah, need to exhaust.
You're now our pet project, Mike.
Yep. We're gonna
find the right woman for you. You're a good guy. You shouldn't be out there, whatever.
Living the dream.
No, but you know what? Women your age, first of all, once you hit around 30, women start thinking, start getting married.
I love my standards, yeah.
And you're a good guy. You're one of those guys. This is, women are like, crocodile hunter. They're looking for good men.
She's cranky.
And there's one. There's one in the wild right now.
Look at the teeth on that one. Hey, that's a beauty.
Oh my God! It's a 31-year-old hockey player.
Oh, she's a
and
big.
And he has a good job.
Oh, she's a big.
Has
one.
All his teeth.
Oh.
Go for Cougars for the house, dude. That's what you gotta do.
All right, Mike. We have your number.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It has it.
All right. Very good. Okay, right. We're gonna keep in touch with you.
Yes.
Good luck, Mike.
Good luck.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kimmy.
All right, Kimmy, give us like 20 seconds, then we got to go. And we're linked up to all things Kimmy. Boy, she nailed that immediately.
She did.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff right there.
You.
Yeah.
No, and I think sometimes people get caught up in, I need to find love. I need to find a girlfriend when they don't even have the skills and they haven't even dated. And I think that was his issue is that he's been hiding, you know, and because he's introverted and in his head. So he just needs to find his voice and be seen. And the more he like builds that, I'll say it again, social muscle and the social confidence, then he can start feeling more confident with women overall.
Yeah. So. Even some dates, do some bad dates just to get some practice.
Exactly, right.
Exactly. It's all practice.
Just look at it as an introduction and an opportunity to talk to somebody.
Work out that social muscle.
Just start there.
Yep.
All right, Kimmy. Yeah. We're linked up to your stuff. It's always great, too, by the way. KimmySeltzer.com. Thank you. From our sister station, Lisa Wexler.
Hola.
Good morning.
Good morning.
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 All right, we call her Judge Lisa around here.
Yes.
And so we thought we would do some stupid criminal stories.
Right.
In honor of Judge Lisa. First, I'm going to start with this story. Greenwich woman caught with gun in her luggage. At JFK, I don't have the story, but that's all you need to know, really, right?
That's all they tell us, really.
It was cocked and loaded?
Yeah, apparently a bullet was in the chamber, and there were like 8 other bullets.
Oh.
But what's interesting, Chaz, is they don't tell you her name. And she doesn't appear to be a juvenile or any kind of protected person. But it's Greenwich woman all over the place. So that seems to be a headline.
Yeah, she's somebody's wife.
Right.
Like somebody big time's wife. They got to try to cover
you think
that,
so? You know someone I mean? Famous?
You think so?
Mrs. Smith and Wesson.
That's what it feels like.
The implication is definitely rich. When Greenwich is your adjective, the implication is rich.
Right.
Would it depend on why she said she had it? Like if she was running away from something at home?
Banditos.
Well, so here's the thing. That's a good point, Phil, but you're still not allowed to take a loaded weapon to DSA.
I know that.
Yeah, no.
But... she actually was not flying. She was there to take her little one to fly.
Oh.
And so she was not a ticketed passenger.
Right.
Yikes.
She was just accompanying
just
her kid.
Dropping him off.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, I didn't know I had a loaded gun in my purse. And by the way, as a mother carrying a loaded gun in my purse, am I not waiting for an accident to happen?
Yeah. Can you imagine carrying a gun so often you just forget you have it?
Oops. Yeah. See, I got my gum. I
have a pistol permit, but I know when I have it and I know when I don't. There's never a time where I'm like, oh,
same here.
You know, well, my keys, I got my pen, some change. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gun.
Oh, it just fell out of my pocket.
Look at that. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I'm very aware of myself, too. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Well, also loaded and ready to go, not just having your gun.
That's
another thing. It's in the chamber.
That's another thing. You're carrying it. It's also cocked and loaded.
And the TSA says 88% of the weapons that they stop are loaded.
Really?
88% are loaded.
So are the owners. Sorry. Hi, guys.
Yeah, that's...
it's wild.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't even getting on a plane, so it wasn't in luggage.
No.
In her purse.
You can take a firearm in luggage if you let people know, and obviously it's not loaded, and you put it in a suitcase, and you say, I'm checking a firearm, and it's going under the, you know, in the cargo.
Right.
You're allowed to do that.
Maybe she just didn't want to walk that kid to the gate. And she's like, how am I going to get out of this? I'll get you the gun.
Right.
The kid can go on and tell
I don't want to have to sit with this kid for 2 hours.
Right, I know.
How do I get them to throw me out of here?
Right, I'll cock it to make sure I can totally get it.
I just think it's so weird and strange that the news story was leaked, Greenwich woman.
Yeah.
NBC is reporting, all the Connecticut papers are reporting, and nobody has her name.
Oh.
I think Phil has a point. If she says she's a victim of domestic violence, that's why she's carrying the gun. That could be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a defense, right?
But also, think about it. If it said Bridgeport woman, we'd be like, I ain't clicking on that.
Right. Yeah,
Greenwich. When you say Greenwich, you're like, people over there are fancy. They should be doing the right thing.
Probably a nice gun, too.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Who's this one? Is this a recent Powerball winner? What happened?
Yeah. First of all, how are nutbags getting into Greenwich? Don't they have to have money to get there?
How are they doing?
Yeah. That's
fancy
the
gun story.
Right,
it is definitely, if that was a Bridgeport woman, it'd be like, wouldn't even make a headline.
Probably had a pearl handle on it, too.
Yeah.
East Haven, Mom, next. You know what I mean? Like,
how you doing?
Right. Yeah, right. Just another day.
So,
and by the way, even if she is running away from domestic violence and has a perfectly valid gun permit, it's not going to be a valid defense to take a loaded weapon into the airport. Just so everybody knows.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. I agree with that part. Yes. I'm just talking about the coverage
as we know it
for now.
I get you. Sure. And it might be a much more sympathetic case. It would be much more sympathetic.
Maybe that's why she was bringing the kid there.
Yeah, right?
Get the kid away from a bad situation.
Who the hell knows?
Right. We don't know.
Have too many stories recently about that.
The kid was a bad situation. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yes.
Maybe it was the kid's gun.
So I like it. We've got a whole defense counsel here. We got everybody here, you know, working on her defense.
That's good.
You mean for everybody?
Right, and her bag's the kid's pacifier and the kid's gun. You don't keep things.
Right. Binky and Bing Bing.
Next headline. Restaurant bans kids under 10 years old.
What? Yay. For good reason.
An Italian restaurant in New Jersey is raising some eyebrows after they have officially banned all children under 10 years old. Here's some of the diners giving their 2 cents on the new rule.
People don't care what their kids do and they just let them run around. I guess they don't want to pay for a babysitter, so they bring them with them.
You know, when you have little kids running around, sometimes it's disruptive.
Yeah. You got to read the name of the restaurant, though, because it's...
That, I wanted to save it till after the clip because it sounds like a place you'd bring kids to.
It does!
Nettie's House of Spaghetti.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but you bring kids over 10.
As opposed to La Scala or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Hey, here in Nettie's House of Spaghetti, we got stairs.
That is your fault as the restaurant.
You don't want to have kids running around.
It's the House of Spaghetti.
That's hilarious.
All covered in cheese.
The only way that that gets worse is if you said Paschetti.
Yes.
Spaghetti.
If they have a clown on the menu.
Why is 10 the cutoff age?
I guess I feel after 10,
you're 11.
Right. Well, you know those little kids that they run and they scream, you know, like when you're like 10, 11 years old, you carry yourself a little differently.
No, but you can't card a kid. So it's like, go to the age you can card.
Well, you kind of have to believe them.
Right.
But this is in Jersey, right?
Yeah, Jersey.
So can we talk about Jersey manners? Do we want to go there?
Yeah. Sure.
Really? I mean,
yeah.
It's
like a little different.
Yeah, but they're 10, they have mustaches in Jersey, too, so you never know.
You got a problem with this, OBA?
Yeah.
They're carrying guns to the airport
at 10.
And I say this as a proud woman who grew up on the South Shore of Long Island. Jersey is still different.
Yep.
Jersey is different.
Yep.
The smell, the whole vibe.
Yep.
Nettie's House of Spaghetti.
Nettie's House of Spaghetti. No kids allowed. It's so weird.
Yep. Well,
I'm going there.
Have the kids eat in the car.
Right.
Yeah, if it was Chateau Spaghetti or something.
Right.
Yeah.
House of Spaghetti sounds like a kid's book.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, how many times have you tried to eat a meal and have kids bother you? Does it bother you?
When they're running around screaming, yeah. Or like, there's always the kid in a bad mood. And the parents get there, you're just sitting there one nice quiet evening. And then take the kid out. And the kid's just going on and on and on. You're like, get the little bastard out of here.
You need to know AJ doesn't like kids.
He doesn't like kids? Do you have any, by the way?
I'm also Long Island. What?
Zero. Oh, you are? Really? What town?
Port Jeff.
Port Jeff?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Right off the ferry.
You got it. I don't have any kids, no.
No. Okay.
I have a cat.
Cats are good.
That's good. I'm
kidding.
No. You hate kids.
No. Yeah. I just don't own any. Yeah, no.
I don't own any.
If they're well behaved, I have no problem with them in the restaurant. But if they're screaming and the mom's not doing anything about it, the parents are like, get them out of here.
By the way, if their rule had said no kids after 8 o'clock, I'm actually okay with that.
Right. But me it's like,
I actually am.
All right. Designated time for the kids. Okay. They can eat up to like 6 o'clock. Okay. That's
no, cool. I am. Because, I mean, sometimes you're going out for a meal as adults and you just want to be with other adults. So if a restaurant says, if your reservation is 8 p.m. or after, we ask you not to bring your children. I sort of get that.
Okay. If there's a paper placemat on the table, kids are allowed anytime.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. You have
Nettie's
to see
House
the place.
Nettie's House of Spaghetti has a paper placemat.
You're right.
I guarantee it.
If the name of your place sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, kids can go.
All right. So here's a meat mill. You have a designated area where the kids are. Kind of like one of these, like, corral up people smoked.
But in House of Spaghetti, where would you not put kids?
There's a room that's sealed off, the kids eating there.
Sounds like Fuddruckers, doesn't it, from years ago? Remember Fuddruckers?
Yeah, exactly.
They had a great hamburger and a great arcade.
Yep.
Right there.
All right, we got to go. We're going to do our Stump the Chump. Lisa, always great to see you.
I love being here in Mazel Tov on the 20.
Thank you.
Big time.
Big time.
Lisa from our sister station, WICC.
Lisa Wexler.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.